MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Richard Korn, 27, is being sought by the Eddy County Sheriff's Office on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and for failing to appear in court on car theft charges tied to the disappearance of 23-year-old William Kammerer. Witnesses said Korn was seen driving Kammerer's truck after he went missing. Kammerer was reported missing in December, was found dead in May in a remote area of Eddy County near the intersection of Bounds and Black River Village Roads. Police identified the remains in June and said they suspect foul play in his death. No one has been charged in the death so far. The aggravated battery charge against Korn is unrelated to the Kammerer case. Diango Blanco Garcia, 44, of Hobbs, was arrested on August 29th and charged with larceny of more than $2,500 and less than $20,000, a third-degree felony, and on two misdemeanor charges, including operating a commercial motor vehicle without endorsement after using a vacuum truck to take oil straight from a local tank battery. Around 8 a.m. on August 28th, Lee County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to the Delaware Basin and Weaver Road area between Jowl and Eunice for a report of an oil field theft in progress. Game camera at the scene belonging to the company was able to capture black and white photos of the incident. When questioned by deputies, Blanco Garcia admitted to taking the oil without permission. And former Carlsbad City Administrator Steve McCutcheon Sr. was named Eddy County's interim manager on Tuesday. McCutcheon steps in on a temporary basis for Roberta Gonzalez, who went back to the Eddy County Finance Director position. She announced her resignation last month after serving as county manager for a year and a half. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.